This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Angela joins. She's one of those people I find inspirational. We're sharing our gratitude journal every day. How are you doing? You seem like you're in a great mood.
I am in a great mood. I'm feeling pretty productive. It's taken me a couple of weeks to kind of figure out the whole work from home thing, and now I kind of get it. And I feel like I'm a lot more efficient working from home sometimes.
This may be the thing that we find that changes everything, is that we find new efficiencies, right?
Well,
I wanted to talk about a couple of things with you today specifically, because we're all about getting advice to people on how to deal with this and how to be healthy. I read a couple of articles that sleep is just vital during a pandemic, and it's probably one of the things that people suffer from, either out of worry or anxiety, or they're just working or trying, they're exhausted from trying to figure all this out. Sleep is really important.
Correct, and getting, I think they say a minimum of 7, but you know me, I'd like to get 10, and I haven't had a good night's sleep in months, but it has nothing to do with this, but yes, and it helps all sorts of things, you know, health, mood, productivity, but definitely need to get your 7 hours.
Yeah, no doubt. And then just because you're at home, you should stay active. I mean, I read a study this week that just an extra 4,000 steps a day might reduce your risk of dying prematurely. And also talking about building up your immune system and being able to tackle all kinds of things. You got to get up and be physically active.
Right. And you know what? 4,000 steps really isn't that much.
4,000 more. I mean, because your average isn't, you know, we want you to get at least 10,000, whatever you can add on to that. But there's a whole lot of people that aren't coming anywhere close to 10,000 steps a day.
Right. I think they've thought, well, I can't do anything. I can't get out. I'm supposed to stay at home. So I'm just going to be a sloth and lay around, which to me, it's the opposite. You have this opportunity to have this extra time and go out and move. I mean, yeah, we're supposed to stay at home, but the governor has said you can still get outside and walk your dog. As long as you're practicing your social distancing, you're fine. Now, we can't go to state parks. We're not supposed to play on any playgrounds, but you have to be creative. I go out and run almost every day, and I see siblings playing catch, parents playing catch with their kids. I saw a mom and a daughter just hitting the volleyball around in their driveway the other day on a run. And it's like, you can do it. You just have to be creative.
Absolutely. Now, I got from our friends at Fleet Feet a great advice piece on how to run during all of this.
Oh, good.
And they say, keep your distance, you know, put others first. Yeah, you know, so just like if you're walking or anything else, cross the street if you have to, you know, just avoid other people. And they said, weirdly enough, that running city street routes may be better than bike paths because there's fewer people.
Oh, that's probably true. And I do a lot of running, obviously, in the country because I live in the country. And just to change up my scenery, I'll drive into Moroa or Forsyth and run in the actual neighborhoods where there are less people, because people tend to gravitate toward a path.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're also suggesting all kinds of fun things like spelling your name or trying to draw something with your route.
And you know what? I used to see that on MyFitnessPal or Map My Run back in the day, where people would actually do creative runs where they would make letters or shapes or something.
Absolutely.
So
that's important. So get out and be active. But I still see people doing it wrong. You can't get together with all your friends. You know, if you want to run with somebody you're already living with, you know, in your house, that's fine, but don't get together in groups. This is something you want to do alone or with people in your house. Now, I also, the physical exercise, what I worry about the community long-term, and you've got several areas, right? But the health and well-being, mental health and physical well-being of our community will tend to slide while everybody's home. I mean, I just think it will. It's human nature. People start eating comfort food and they start, you know, they quit exercising or they quit being active. One of the very interesting things is if you look at Louisiana and New Orleans, they think that their death rates down there are higher because of their obesity rates being higher. I mean, they're directly connecting that to having underlying health conditions that this pandemic is impacting greater. So this is something that isn't going to save you from the coronavirus, but if the healthier you are, the better you are at attacking stuff like this.
Absolutely, and like we have been saying since this started, what you can always find in the grocery stores right now, fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, healthy food is.
They are plentiful.
All right. So what's your best advice on making some healthy food choices while you're at home? You know, managing your stress, you know, knowing that good nutrition, maybe pre-planning your meals.
Yeah. I mean, we've got the time to do that, right? So my favorite thing, and this is something everybody in my family likes and it's tasty, are fruit parfaits. So you've got your yogurt. I use Greek yogurt, a little bit of granola, and when any kind of fruit that you like. Like apples and grapes aren't probably going to be the greatest thing, but I like all kinds of berries and bananas, and I just layer it in a tiny little cup, and it's a great snack. Sometimes we have that with dinner. I like to saute peppers, onions together and serve as a side dish with any kind of meat. It's awesome, and that's one of the things I love about having a little bit more time is that I can actually have the time to prepare decent meals instead of just throwing something frozen in the oven and saying, here.
Yeah, taking a little planning, and you do have the time. Yeah. It's about compartmentalizing that time and putting some schedule and some structure in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's important because I think that the biggest thing in this are the mental health issues that we maybe don't see on the surface and people dealing with this on all kinds of levels, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, right. Introverts are going to be staying at home differently than extroverts are going to be staying
That's
at home.
That's true.
People that already have anxiety issues, you know, this is compounded by so much. And then all of it plays together with diet and exercise and trying to maintain some control. The control you can have in your life is I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to put some of this in place. You can control that. And it'll be amazing to you what that will do for your mental health taking that control.
Exactly. Find something right now that you can control and grab a hold of it. And hopefully it's something that is positive. Like you said, make the time to find something that you can make that's healthy. Make that your thing that you can control, because obviously we can't control what others do outside of our house. But, you know, we just have to stay positive because we will get through this. And I think we will be all better for it once we're in the clear.
No doubt about it. Well, Angela, we hope life is back to normal. Thank you for your gratitude journal entry every day. I get a kick out of being connected that way as we are not able to kind of be face-to-face like we normally are. I can't wait for the WSOY MCA challenge to resume. But in the meantime, keep being an inspiration. Keep that positive attitude.
You.
And we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks so much, Brian. All right. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Angela Folk from YMCA. Glad she's in my life, Nick. That's why we like to share with everybody else, too.
She's such a nice lady.
She's great. She's a total inspiration.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.